A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Memvav, Baba Metzia 46b, pagination is 92. We're starting from a piece of the Gemara just above midway on the page in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and it is making reference to the Mishnah which we had on Mem Dalid Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that if a person gave money and did not yet make a kinyan, he's buying a movable object, yochal lachzor bo, he can still back out. That's a takana derabbanan, we'll see in a moment. Aval amru misha pora, but there is a statement that he who extracted retribution from bad people should extract retribution from a person who doesn't stand by his word without good cause. That should be enough to deter a person from backing out of such a deal, but ultimately he is allowed to back out of the deal because money does not do a kinyan by movable objects. The Gemara explains by us. Devar Torah ma'os konos. Biblically, money does do a kinyan. Some say that it's simply a svara. It's logical. When we do purchases, exchanges, barter, one person gives something, the other person gives something else, and money is one of the things that's used to buy things. And money is a kinyan, biblically speaking. Umepnei ma'omru mishicha kona. Why did Chazal make a legislation that only drawing the object should be the kinyan, but that simply paying is not the kinyan? Gezeira shema yomer lo, we're worried, and there's therefore a legislation, lest the seller tell the buyer, nisrefu chitecha ba'aliyah. Your wheat, your produce, was burnt in a fire. The Mefarshim explain that if you would be able to do cash kinyanim on movable objects, then what would occur is that they do the kinyan with money and the movable property remains in storage for unlimited amounts of time by the seller. And at some point, a fire can break out, and the seller, knowing that he's already been paid and that it's not his item, will not necessarily exert himself to protect the produce that he sold. And he'll simply say this expression, it got burnt, what do you want from me? They therefore made this legislation that they want the buyer on site to do a kinyan. And from there, he's on his own recognizance, however he deals with it. But we didn't want the kinyanim to be done out of cash. The seller's been paid, and he has nothing more to worry about. So this is a famous takana, which Chazal made, that the money should not be the kinyan when it comes to movable objects. When it comes to karka real estate, it's still a good kinyan. You can make your kinyan with money for a sale or rental of real estate. But when it comes to movable objects, you have not completed your deal by giving the money. Now, the Ramah in Kuf Tzadik Ches, Si'if Aleph, writes, Kevin Shemashach Ohigbiya Kana Afapisha Lonosan Hamos. The power of this Takana Derabanan is such that you could even make a kinyan without giving the money if that's the agreement. And totally, by movable objects, instead of money, the kinyan of Meshicha drawing it or Hagba'a lifting it will make the kinyan instead of money. The Sma points out that even though Chazal made this takana, im kidesh hamocher isha b'maos shekibel min halokeach, let's say the seller takes the money that he was given before any further kinyan is done, and he's mekadesh a woman with that money, says the Sma, shehi mekudeshes, she's married, at least l'chumra. Maybe if she was mekabel kiddushin from somebody else, maybe she's going to need a get from both people. But on some level, we have to continue keeping track of the din de oraisa, which was that money alone can change hands and do kinyanim. De l'chumra lo akru b'takanosan divrei Torah. The Sma holds that you have to still keep track of the de oraisa, and you can't simply say, well, midrabanan, it's refundable, so it's not a kinyan. The Pesachei Tshuva explores, what about the reverse? If a person made a kinyan using only Meshicha, the way the Rama says you could, and he never gave the money, and he uses this item that he picked up with the consent of the seller to owe the money, and he used this item to be Mekadesh a woman, is that going to be a full-fledged Kiddushin, or is it only a L'chumra type Kiddushin, and if a different man came and was Mekadesh the woman afterwards, you'd have to contend with both of them? How does it work? To what extent is this Takana D'Rabbanan going to negate or allow us to disregard the money kinyan concept that was the deoraisa? And these are intriguing areas to explore. One final intriguing point to consider: the Pesachei Choshen in Kinyanim Perek Beis Sifkatan Lamed Aleph suggests, perhaps, that even though midoraisa it was money, and midrabanan there was a takana that money doesn't make the kinyan, and you have to do meshicha or agbah, drawing it or lifting it, bizman hazeh, in our time, im nosan kol hamaos, if a person gave all the money, not just a token amount, down payment to make a kinyan and he'll owe the rest, but he gave all the money, kona midin situmta, he suggests that perhaps that is a kinyan, because he gave the entire money. And at that point, since it's normative in business to consider it the other person's, because he paid for it in full, so perhaps even if kinyan kesef doesn't work per se, but situmta, the normal, agreed-upon kinyanim of a society, could end up doing the kinyan. And that is a wondrous consideration to keep in mind, even as we feel Talmudically we've established what does the kinyan and what doesn't, but in practical halacha, number one, if someone were to do kiddushin relying on this kinyan, do we still have to worry about the Chumra de Oraisa? And the reverse perspective, maybe we could totally rely on the money as the kinyan, because that's normal in our society if he paid in full. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.